I think it went very well. It was the leaders, people who work with men, and particularly men who work with men, leaders. So you have pastors or people who lead men's ministry and so on. So there were like 20-something of us. I think we were almost near our expected number from what I was told. We spent some significant time that we have to get the ministry out of the building we call church. There is a whole lot of emotional stuff around that for me, that the church is too restricted and confined to this building, when the church is really people. The biblical reference of church is people. The Greek word talks about the church gathered and scattered. It's called out ones, called out of the world to be the people of God. So we have co-opted the word and applied it primarily to a building. I spoke to the men about the need to take the Project Men 2020 to the next level, that it has been event-focused, and it's not going to be sustainable if it's event-focused, not unless you just keep reinventing newer ways, glamorous ways to catch people, that really the sustainability has to be on the relationships that the men form, especially with the younger generation. There's 60-65% of young people that are in our global population. And so we spent some time doing that. I gave them some time, about 10 minutes to each come up with 5 names of catalytic young leaders that they're going to pour into, invest into. And so they were praying and writing down names, and they're supposed to follow up on that to move the movement forward.